Chapter 14, Creedon.
Mary Jane and Kara entered the city by the sea, Hope trotting quietly by their side. The sun was directly overhead, so the only shadows were beneath their feet. It was a melting, sweltering day. A cluster of boys in their early teens stepped out of a building and began to walk directly towards the girls. Kara braced herself for a confrontation, and as Mary Jane hid herself behind Kara, Hope shot like an arrow toward the boys. Singling out the boy at the head of the pack, she leapt directly toward his chest with a beaglish yelp. The lad snatched the beagle out of the air and laughed with glee as she wiggled and waggled and licked his face.
Her name is Hope,
said Kara, smiling.
Yes, we're old friends,
said the grinning young man.
But where are faith and intuition?
Unless I'm mistaken, your belief,
said Kara. She extended her hand.
My name is Kara, and this is my friend Mary Jane.
Belief shook hands with them both as Kara answered his question.
Intuition, of course, travels with intellect. But we thought that faith was guiding you.
Yes, faith led us safely to destiny,
replied Belief.
But shortly after we arrived, a man with a beard told me that faith was required for an urgent mission. I figured faith was going to be reunited with his sister in intellect and intuition.
Hope happily sniffed the boys and banged at the air with her tail. Belief looked suddenly worried.
Where do you think faith might be?
What more did they tell you in Destiné?
Asked Mary Jane.
I didn't stay long enough to ask more,
answered Belief.
My only thought was to come back and tell the people of this city that Destiné is within their reach.
Sweeping an arm expansively at the young men around him and smiling at each of them as he did, Belief said,
all these will be traveling with me when I go back tonight, and more are joining us by the hour.
The young men gave the girls a brief word of greeting and a smile of welcome. Kara and Mary Jane promised to meet them at water's edge at sundown. Then Belief and the boys were gone.
I wish Francis and Virginia were here,
said Mary Jane quietly. Kara looked at her friend, nodded in agreement, and brushed a tear from Mary Jane's cheek.